President Joe Biden addressed the nation to give his administration credit for what he says are substantial foreign policy improvements since the last administration.
Compared to 4 years ago, America is stronger. Our alliances are stronger. Our adversaries and competitors are weaker. We have not gone to war to make these things happen. During my presidency, I've increased America's power in every dimension. We've increased our diplomatic power, creating more allies than the United States has ever had in the history of our nation. We've increased our military power, making the most significant investments in the defense industrial base in decades. We've increased the technology power, taking the lead in artificial intelligence and other technologies of the future. And we've increased the economic power, building the most dynamic economy in the world from the bottom up and the middle out, not the top down.
As the world struggles with conflicts in Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, and Sudan, President Biden said his State Department has better positioned the United States to be a leader and ally. In Europe, Biden said NATO partnerships helped Ukraine face down Russian aggression, weakening Putin's war plan.
When Putin invaded Ukraine, he thought he'd conquer Kyiv in a matter of days. But the truth is, since that war began, I'm the only one that stood in the center of Kyiv, not him. Putin never has. Think about it. It was a long train ride, but I'm the only commander-in-chief to visit a war zone not controlled by U.S. forces. We helped Ukrainians stop Putin. And now, nearly three years later, Putin has failed to achieve any of his strategic objectives. He has failed thus far to subjugate Ukraine, failed to break the unity of NATO, and failed to make large territorial gains. But there's more to do. We can't walk away.
On the Israeli attacks on Palestine, Biden said his administration has brought the two sides closer to a ceasefire that would free the Israeli hostages and end the persistent violence on Palestinians.
The war between Israel and Hamas, we're in the brink of a proposal that I laid out in detail months ago, finally coming to fruition. So I spoke to Prime Minister of Israel yesterday. I spoke to Emir Qatar today. I look forward to speaking with President Sisi soon. We're pressing hard to close this. The deal we have structured would free the hostages, halt the fighting, provide security to Israel, and allow us to significantly surge humanitarian assistance to the Palestinians who've suffered terribly in this war that Hamas started. They've been through hell. So many innocent people have been killed. So many communities have been destroyed. The Palestinian people deserve peace and the right to determine their own futures. Israel deserves peace and real security. And the hostages and their families deserve to be reunited.
The United States was one of the nine member states in the United Nations to vote against a ceasefire resolution, citing concerns for the Israeli hostages and accountability for Hamas. Biden acknowledged there are serious challenges the United States must deal with, but he added that his administration is leaving the next administration with a strong hand to play. On the economic competition with China, Biden said his administration has well positioned the United States.
Today, I can report to the American people we're in a better strategic position in the long-term competition with China than we were when I took office. You all recall, many experts believe or predicting it was inevitable that China's economy would surpass ours. According to many predictions, that would happen by the year 2030 or shortly thereafter. But we in this room said no. If we make the investments in ourselves, we protect our workers and technologies, that will not happen. Now, according to the latest predictions, on China's current course, they will never surpass us.
Biden did not refer to President-elect Donald Trump or explain how their foreign policies might differ. But his highlighting of political and economic allyships alluded to a potential contrast to the president-elect's America First policy. While his speech was intended to celebrate perceived wins by his administration, he will broadcast a formal televised farewell address on Wednesday night. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.